Hello, world. This is truly a new time. It's really truly a new dawn of a decade, dawn of a new decade. My feet is firmly planted right now in this time. No going back, no looking back, no regrets. I thank my Lord above for this time, for this new time, this new decade, this new pristine time, prestigious time. My hands are receiving prestigious rewards. I thank my Lord above for allowing me to plant me in this time that I can firmly say I'm going forward and never back. I thank you, world, for revolving into a different time, revolving into a time where those who have understanding and those who have great enlightenment can move forward. Always moving forward, never back, never regretting. That's the life we live. That's the life we live. That's the life I choose to live. Never regretting, always going forward, never looking back. Knowing you always have some enemies, but they can't touch you because if they could, you wouldn't keep proceeding going on. Think about it. Think about it. If your enemies could do something to you, you would not be here listening to me. I know in the world, and I thank the world and the universe, that I know that things are revolving so much that the world is sending me people to listen to what I will say now in this particular time. Because everything has been made new, everything is quiet. I woke up to a sincerely quiet day. Everything is okay for me, as it should be in the world. And if it's not, know that whatever troubles that you're passing through, they are just to strengthen you for the next one. Because remember, we never arrive anywhere. We just keep proceeding to go on. We go on till we get to eternity. At this time, I would like to recite Psalms 30 into the world, and I ask the world to open its heart up to receive this Psalms 30. Open up your heart, world, to this psalm, and allow this psalm to permeate around the world. Let this psalm permeate around the world. Take the psalm around the world, those that radiate the light above. I extol you, O Lord, for you have lifted me up and have not let my foes rejoice over me. O Lord, my God, I cry out to you, and you have healed me. O Lord, you brought my soul up from the grave. You have kept me alive, that I should not go down to the pit. Sing praises to the Lord, you saints of his, and give thanks at the remembrance of his name. For his anger is only for a moment, but his favor is forever. Weeping may endure through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Now in my prosperity, I say I shall never be moved. Lord, by your favor, you have made my mountain stand strong. You've hid your face, and I was troubled. I cried out to you, O Lord, and the Lord, I made supplication. What profit is there in my blood when I go down in the pit? Will the dust praise you? Will it declare your truth? Hear, O Lord, and have mercy on me. Be my helper. You have turned for me my mourning into dancing, and you have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness, to the end that my glory may sing praises to you forever and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks into eternity. This psalm is was given to me this morning as I woke up to allow me actually, it's a quite a great message for this time. It makes us realize in Psalms 30 that who we should rejoice in, because it's only the one true God that will lift us up out of our troubles. Even when we cry for a moment, there's always joy behind it. We should always remember that what our one true God had done before in the past, and realize that He can do this for us in present time. He does give us favor, even when people are out there seeking to destroy us. He will never let us be destroyed, because He wants us to keep going on, to sing His praises, to give Him all glory and honor. When we are sad, He turns our sadness into joy. He allows us to dance once again and have that great deep gladness and joy. It's only through giving homage to the one true God can we go on every day to feel that quiet, that peace, that comfort, that silence that will bring us into eternity. Hello, world. I greet you with open arms today. I know that in your unkindness, I will still go on. In your unfairness, I will have victory. It's you that want to have negative attitudes. It's the world, you world, that have negative attitudes. Attitudes will never take me down, not while I still am living and giving all glory to God. People of the world, there is no joy in putting other people down. But there's only gladness. There's only gladness when you can rejoice in what others are doing, when you can help others and not put others down. This is a time for a turnaround, for new events to happen. This is a turnaround, a time for new events to happen. When you can embrace the new turn of events, there you will find your peace, your silence, your quiet. You will see that all your enemies, you'll see all your enemies of what they've done to you, that they have not harmed you. They were only jealous of you. But you know, a humble person will never see that, because they will always want to be kind and generous. And there are great rewards. This is a rewarding time. This is a manifestation time. For those that have that understanding, that wisdom, that will to embrace what is new, to embrace new events, to not look back and keep repeating, keep repeating things that had happened. That's done, that's buried, that's done, it's buried, it's over, it's over. Now we embrace a new time, a new time of turn of events. Hello, world. I love you. In this time, I shall succeed in receiving every turn of event to cover every negative situation that came against me, because my God says so. And what my God says is the absolute truth. What you just heard is something new. There is new birthing forth. There is new birthing forth. You can either be a part of something new going forth, you can receive new turning events, or you can stay in the dark, in the dull, and receive nothing. It's up to you, because our one absolute God gave us free will, and in that free will, you have the right to choose what you want. Choose today to want to embrace the world. Embrace the world. Take your dominion. Stand on something that's absolute. Stand on some absolute truth for your life to move you forward into the turn of events. It's happening now. Embrace it. Love it. Enjoy it. Allow it to make your life better. As we're winding down this 2024, going into 2025. Until next time, I am Anna Shubek, and I say, reach for the miracles, they are not fallacies.